with Rob Stone and Holly Hutton on 99.5 WYCD.
Hey, hey, happy Friday.
Oh, my God, we've made it through this week.
We have done it.
It's amazing.
And
let's pat ourselves in the back.
I think I deserve a little pat on the back.
Yeah?
Just for showing up to work today.
Oh, shit. What do you mean?
We all should.
Okay.
Because there's...
Because we made it in.
No, none of us should have came to work today.
Oh, okay.
Like, and by us, I mean everyone listening.
All right. You should not have gone to work.
There is a reason why you should not have went to work today.
Okay.
We're going to tell you what that reason is coming up in less than 20 minutes. Also, we're going to get you some Chase Rice tickets before 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we've got two shots for that, and we've got your desperate man, Eric Church, digital download.
It is all coming up today. Good show coming for you right now. I do believe that is my favorite song right now.
It's so good.
Desperate Man, Eric Church, and we're going to get the Desperate Man album for you coming up a little later.
Yeah, we got a digital download for you.
And Chase Rice tickets before 4, and also we told you should definitely not have went to work today.
Like, if you're at work right now, you should just probably leave.
I don't know why we're here.
We should leave.
Because we found out. Thank you to Holly. I appreciate you sending me this.
You are so welcome.
She sends me an email this morning and says, it's national stay home and not go to work.
National. This is a national holiday. This is an official thing. And it had passed through multiple people. People had to sign it. It had to be, like, notarized.
Well, I texted our boss and I said, hey, happy national not go to work day. And he was like, ha ha. Yeah, real funny. So
real
I guess
funny.
I was hoping he would just say, yeah, that's fine.
I was on that text thread and I didn't answer. So he thought maybe I was absolutely not coming in, you know, just to mess with them.
So you've definitely probably, you've played hooky before, right?
Like not gone into
not
work?
Not gone to work.
But you weren't sick. And there wasn't, like, a legitimate reason for going into work.
So how did you get caught playing hooky from work? That's what we want to know now. 313-298-1999. Tell us your story. So we found out today is National Stay Home and Not Go to Work Day.
This is a national true holiday. So if you are at work, permission to leave right now.
We are here, and I think we're going to stay here.
Because
our job is fun.
Listen, we had to give the message so that other people know that it's National Stay at Home from Work Day. Put it in your calendar also. So that next year, you won't forget.
And also, we're wondering, how did you get caught playing hooky from work? Amber, what happened?
Like, about a week ago, I called in and ended up where I was supposed to go to work. I called in saying I was sick and decided to just go on a drive. And my boss found out because I forgot to leave my turn off my location on Facebook. And I forgot I had them on Facebook. And they seen that I was not sick. And that I was actually just driving.
Oh, I see. You got to turn that off immediately. No one should ever know where you are anyway.
I feel like that's an interesting thing to do if you called in sick to work and you weren't sick. You're like, I'm not going to go to work today. I'm just going to drive around. Hey, Katie. So we found out that today is National Stay Home, Don't Go to Work Day. So now we're wondering, how did you get caught playing hooky?
I got caught in the stupidest way. So I worked midnight for a company, and I really wanted to go to the midnight premiere of Deadpool when it came out.
Okay.
So I called into work, and everything was fine. I went and saw the movie. It was awesome. And then the next day at work, someone mentioned Deadpool, and what's the next thing that came out of my mouth? It was awesome.
You just ratted yourself out.
I blew it for myself.
You and your big mouth.
Hey, Shelby, do you have a story about how you got caught playing hooky?
I do.
What happened?
I used my son. I said I couldn't find a babysitter because me and my sister wanted a plan to go to Cedar Point. So I called in, and then we went, and there was a kid I worked with there. And he ended up telling one of the managers, and he told the boss.
Out of all of the things, like...
Snitches get stitches.
I know. Out of all the people in Cedar Point, he finds me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Small world.
Yep.
A little earlier, we told you we had that new album from Eric Church, and that is true.
It's no lie. And we would like to give it to you.
We'll give it away coming up before 5 o'clock. And also, the latest study about your kids and Legos is one that you have to hear.
Okay, because stepping on Legos is like the worst. Is that the study, stepping on Legos?
I could see them doing a study about that, but that is not it. But you have to hear this. If you're a parent, you're going to want to know.
Okay.
We're less than 10 minutes from that. Well, if you're a parent, you're going to want to know about the latest study about your kids and Legos.
Okay, kids and Legos. They go together because kids all love Legos, don't they?
I love Legos.
You know, you can't go into Legoland unless you have a kid with you. Did you know that that's a rule?
Why?
Because they don't want to just random adults in Legoland. You have to have a kid with you.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you rent a kid?
Yeah.
If you don't have kids?
You borrow a niece or nephew or something.
What if you bring a dog that dressed like a kid?
Nope. Nope. You got to have a child.
Okay, so the story is about kids swallowing Legos.
Okay. Oh.
Because apparently it happens a lot.
Kids put dumb things in their mouth.
So the study was, how long does it take to poo out a Lego? This is a study. It's a real study.
Oh, my God. I would guess. Okay, can I take a guess?
Yeah, how long does it take to get through your system?
24 hours. Like one day.
1.71 days.
Oh, almost 2 days to get a Lego out.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So when you're looking for that thing, you just wait a couple days.
Can you imagine the scientist that did this? This is disgusting.
A bunch of people just swallowed Legos. And they just said, here, we're going to wait for it. We're going to see what happens here. So what did your kid swallow?
Okay.
I'm sure there's a ton of stories of weird things that happen.
I think that my cousin swallowed a penny when we were kids.
Or if you don't have kids.
Or would your dog swallow?
Would your dog eat that shouldn't have? 313-298-1999. Hey, congratulations to Sherry. She picked up the brand new Eric Church album. And also, we told you the study about how long it takes a Lego
to go through your system.
To go through your system. This was a study about kids swallowing Legos.
Okay, so parents, you need to know. It takes 1.71 days.
That's right.
So for the first 24 hours, you don't need to look.
So we're wondering now, what did your kid swallow? Or your dog, if you don't have. You know, we're not singling out the people without kids.
Yeah, those are fur puppies.
Hey, Barb.
Fur babies.
Well, two things. I know that they make Lego-proof slippers for parents, so when you step on them, you don't feel them.
That is a good Christmas gift for a parent.
Right. And then my daughter, she stuck a penny up her nose, and I actually had to have EMS come and get it out in a Lowe's parking lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she was like 8 years old. I'm like, really?
These are the things I have to look forward to coming in April. Oh, mercy, mercy me.
Mercy.
I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this, Holly.
Sometimes I cry at that song. That's such a sad, I'm like, oh,
well,
he loves her.
You might cry when you hear about another country star who is officially off the market.
Oh, no. Just they're flying off the market like hotcakes.
She keeps shattering these girls' dreams.
Oh, man. So it's a guy.
We'll tell you who it is coming up. Rolling through 60 in a row. Chase Rice tickets are coming up before 6 o'clock.
Okay. You want to go to the show this next week already.
And we told you that another country star is officially off the market.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to shed a tear. Are you ready? Are you prepared for it? Are you going to tell us?
Luke Combs is engaged.
Well, I'm happy for him. He's so nice.
He is nice.
Oh, good.
I thought it was pretty interesting, though, because he just shared a picture of him and his new fiance in Hawaii.
Okay.
And said, I figured I'd share the news now, but we've been engaged for a while.
Uh-huh. It's okay.
But he thought that was a better picture than in the kitchen where he already proposed.
He proposed in the kitchen. That's so cute. They're cooking up some love.
But do you think she was disappointed in the proposal, though? It was just in the kitchen?
No,
wouldn't she rather have it on a mountain overlooking the ocean in Hawaii?
I don't know. She's marrying Luke Combs. What does she care? You know what I mean? It's Luke Combs.
What I'm wondering is...
He's successful. He's so sweet. He's nice. He has a great voice. He's singing all the time.
Is there anyone out there that wishes their wedding proposal was a little different? Like it wasn't what you... expected.
What you expected. You're like, wow, this one kind of sucks. Or this one is awesome.
What do you think?
Okay.
Are you willing to admit it? You can be anonymous.
My husband did a really good job proposing to me.
I think I did a really good job.
Proposing to your wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
313-298-1999. What do you think about yours? Are you willing to admit it? So congratulations are in order for Luke Combs getting engaged.
Yeah. Congratulations, Luke Combs.
And he put on Instagram a picture of him and his fiance in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And he said, well, this looks a little better in the pictures, but we've actually been engaged for a while because he proposed in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, which is not as beautiful of a place as Hawaii is.
Yeah, so we're wondering if your proposal didn't quite go as planned. Trish?
Oh, my proposal totally sucked. We were living together, and we were laying in bed, and he goes, hey, let's get married.
That's it.
That was it.
You said yes.
Proposal sucked. The marriage sucked.
Oh,
the
only good thing about my marriage is that it ended.
Well, we told you Luke Combs is officially off the market. He got engaged.
Yeah, and we're so excited for him.
And we also found out that he's in Hawaii with the fiance now, and he posted a picture and said, hey, we got engaged. But we did this a couple weeks ago at home in the kitchen.
Right, which seems like me.
Meh. It's a meh proposal.
Meh.
So we're wondering if your proposal was a little bit... you know, under what you expected, I guess.
Underestimated?
Yeah. Sean?
I've been married 15 years, and I never proposed to my wife.
What?
Did she propose to you?
Nope.
So how the hell did you end up getting married?
We were sitting at a New Year's party playing cards, and one of the other ladies was talking about how the following year she was going to Vegas for her 40th birthday. And she goes, wouldn't it be neat if you guys came out and got married? And we looked at each other and went, yeah, kind of sounds cool.
That's pretty cool, though. You had to just skip the whole proposal. No big deal.
Who cares? I mean, we lived together. We already had a kid, so who cares?
I'm learning that there's two kinds of people in this world. There's the big, huge proposal people, and then there's the no proposal people.
That's right.
Hey, we're the Robin Holly Show. Frank Williams Jr. coming up a little bit later. I'm with more Chase Rice tickets.
Yeah.
First, though, did you update your phone? Or your apps?
I not all the time. Probably do to update.
I click a lot. Instagram added a new feature.
Okay.
And some people think it will lead to more inappropriate photos.
Oh, man. Now I got to update and I'm going to get inappropriate photos. Wait, what kind of inappropriate photos?
We will tell you what the update is and why some people are saying it's not.
Okay.
A good idea coming up in less than 20 minutes.
Though.
So did you update your phone yet and see that or update your app? Because Instagram added a new feature.
I hate when they do this. It stresses me out a little bit. Because I'm like, I'm happy with everything I got. And then they're like, no, but we have something new. And I'm like, bleh.
So this is pretty funny. They have added the close friends feature for the stories, Insta story.
Okay, like what does that mean?
Which when you add it to your story, you can select who you want to actually see it, so you can kind of hide things from people.
Like how Snapchat was.
Yes.
Is, whatever.
Yeah, well, if you add it to your story, though, it's like everyone can see it. But this, you can select who sees it.
Oh, I like this feature. Okay, yeah. I'm okay with this. I think I'm going to update my phone.
I think I like it, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you may be doing something that you don't want your coworkers to see, maybe.
Your boss, maybe.
But there are some people who are going, oh, this
is... Your boyfriend.
See, that's where people are going, oh, this is going to lead to inappropriateness.
Oh, I see. Oh, yep, you're right. Maybe.
And cheating.
Maybe. Maybe you can talk specifically to somebody. It'd be fun.
I think it's a good idea.
I don't know. I'm going to do some fun stuff with my friends.
Like what?
I don't know. Pick my nose or something. I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
I do think people are overreacting with it. I think it's a good feature.
Okay.
And I think, great job, Instagram.
Robin Holly, afternoons on 99.5 WYCD.